This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday, August 26th, what do we got going on?
A couple of really fun things. One is the Miscast Cabaret, which is a fundraiser for the Waco Civic Theater. And the fun part of it is that the different actors and celebrities are going to be a part of it, are going to perform songs by characters that they would never be fit to play on stage.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
it's because of age difference or gender difference, the weirder the matchup, the better. So that'll be fun. And plus fun show tunes. There'll be some songs from Hamilton, Book of Mormon, all kinds of different things like that. So that is $10, 7 o'clock at the Hippodrome.
Very cool. And if you're into the art scene at all in
right.
Waco.
Uh-huh.
Tonight you can help support the cultural arts of Waco as they'll be hosting a get-together to celebrate the arts, and that's going to be at the home of Jim and Nell Hawkins. And cost is $75, and that's going to be going toward supporting the programmings that the cultural arts of Waco does, and also the Waco Cultural Arts Fest, which is later in September.
Yes.
And time for that is at 7:30. And on Saturday, getting our weekend started, the Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild is meeting. So if you're interested in telling stories and creating those narratives, this is for you. So it's free to attend, and it's from 10:30 to 12 at the South Waco Library.
Yes. And then also on Saturday, if you are a fan of Cameron Park, you're probably familiar with Miss Nellie's Pretty Place.
Yep.
Well, there is a movement afoot to make it even prettier. And to make it prettier, they need some funds. And so there's going to be a fundraiser on Saturday. It's called Picnic in the Park. So bring your blanket, bring your picnic, come out to Miss Nellie's Pretty Place and set up. It's $20 from 6 to 9 p.m. There's going to be terrific band after midnight, and
yeah.
all proceeds go to Miss Nellie's Pretty Place.
Very cool. And also on Saturday is the 21st Annual Margarita and Salsa Festival.
Mm.
So if you like either of those things,
right?
This would be great to attend. And there will also be some music from Zane Williams, the mm-hmm. La Young Band, and Turnpike Troubadours. And cost is $30 in advance, or $35 day of the event. And all proceeds benefit the scholarship program at the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo. Doors are at 6, and concert starts at 6:30.
Yeah. And then one more thing that's happening on Saturday that sounds like a lot of fun is Beatlemania 64.
Yes.
So if you long for the days of the Beatles,
yeah.
then here's your chance to get a little taste. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Students, only $5, 7 to 10 p.m. It's at the Creekside Amphitheater, which is in Warren Park on Old Temple Road in mm-hmm. Hewitt. And it's sponsored by the Hewitt Public Library. So all you need is love.
There you go. Very cool.
And $5 if you're a student.
Yes. And on Sunday, continuing our look at weekend events, is the first annual Central Texas Artist Collective Potluck. So you can head down and create some artwork for World Art Drop Day. But it is BYOS, bring your own supplies.
Got it.
So make sure you bring those in tow. They're going to have tables and chairs set up and, a sink to, clean all the art that you get all on yourself off. And it is free. The event is free and open to artists of any age, level, style, and medium. And that's going to be from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Central Library on Austin Avenue.
Yes. And also on Sunday evening at Calvary Baptist Church, they're going to be showing the documentary The Ordinance, which is about predatory lending and how communities can come together and help protect people from predatory loans. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of people in Waco working on this. There's a whole organization called Citizens for Responsible Lending, and they are collaborating with several other groups in town to bring this documentary. So if this is a subject that you care about and you're interested in finding out how you can get involved to
yeah.
help protect people in Waco from predatory loans, 6 to 8 p.m. at Calvary Baptist Church is where they're going to be showing that documentary, so you can learn all all about it. And then on Monday, it's the return of free Monday movies. Yay!
Yes,
at the Hippodrome. So throughout the school year, really, Baylor Student Life, Student Activities, and the Waco Hippodrome collaborate to bring free documentaries on Monday night. And this Monday, August 29th, is going to be Sonic Sea, which is a documentary about how devastating the impact of industrial and military ocean noise is on whales and other marine life.
Oh, wow.
So if you're if you can imagine, that's how whales get around, is by sonar.
Right.
And if there's a lot of extra noise, it messes them up. So if you are an ocean lover, whale lover, somebody who cares about marine life, Sonic Sea at 7 o'clock at the Hippodrome on Monday.
And on Tuesday, there's a community event to kind of really encourage and spur just a communal togetherness. It's called Come Together. Mm-hmm. It's an event designed to connect Waco law enforcement, community leaders, and citizens. And it will be at the Antioch Community Church. It is free. It starts at 6:30, and dinner will be provided. And they're asking that you RSVP.
For the food, I'm sure.
Yes.
And then speaking of food,
yeah.
also on Tuesday is a lecture, and the title of the lecture is How Kolaches Came to Texas.
Mm.
And it is specifically about our Czech heritage. So we've got a lot of great Czech heritage here in Central Texas. The lecture itself is going to begin at 3:30 p.m. at the Texas Collection on Baylor campus, and it's free. So you can come learn about our Czech heritage and about kolaches.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And also on Tuesday is the Young at Heart Dance Club. So each Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., there's a great dance opportunity, two-step, waltz, polka, 1950s style rock and roll, even maybe a ballroom song or two. and this is at the Sol Ross Senior Center. It is $5, but it should be fun.
Yeah. A lot of fun. On Wednesday, I want to make everybody aware of a really important group that is meeting. They meet every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and it's called WINGS Group for Women and Family Violence. It's a weekly group for women. It provides helpful information regarding healthy relationships, personal boundaries, safety planning, and resources. They even take a look sometimes at the legal system and how that affects women and family violence and the effects of violence on children. So if you are somebody who's concerned about this issue or is a survivor of some kind of family violence or interpersonal violence, this might be a great support group for you. It's free, and they meet every Wednesday from 5:30 to 7. The location is kept confidential for safety reasons, but to get involved, if you check the Act Locally Waco website for Wednesday, you'll see the phone number can call. And then on Thursday is the Stars Over Texas Jamboree.
Yes.
So this happens once a month. It's kind of our local version of Branson.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun family entertainment. Bridget Huffhines as Patsy Cline and Moise Marrick as Minnie Pearl. And all kinds of fun country, oldies, gospel, bluegrass. It's $14, and it's at the Lee Lockwood Museum on Waco Drive. And it starts at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful. A lot to do in Waco this week.
Yes, all kinds of fun things.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.